podcast show. I'm your motherfucking host, Mind Freak, and I am here with a very special guest,
Jennifer White.
Hell yeah, you are.
You're well, flesh.
Maybe you might be a little black. Brought to you by the good people and not so good people at JulieLynn.com. I'm joined by that motherfucker, Mr. Avery.
That's Mr.
Yeah, I said that.
I know.
Oh, okay.
I was just repeating what you said.
Yeah. And today's topic is Mind Freak's tips. Not the tip of my dick. Not the tip of the bridge. Not just the tip. But
the
tips.
Whole thing.
No. Just the tip, dog. I just said that.
Not the whole thing.
I just said that. I'm not giving them the whole thing. We'll give them the whole thing.
This is the advice, the tips, right. Answering all those questions that you constantly get asked all the time.
And you know, I can't answer all of them because I'm not a female. So we have Jennifer White here that's going to help and assist. And you as a professional photographer and... You know, you've done everything that people could imagine.
But
twice,
so if I came to you and said, "Hey, Mind Freak, I want to be a performer. How do I do that?" What would you say?
I would.
After
honestly,
you stop laughing at me, what would you say?
Hey, man, I wouldn't laugh at you. What I would tell you, like I tell everybody, I say, "Look, go to clipsforsale.com. Get your phone, make clips, and see if it's something that you can actually do. And then after you do that, fuck somebody in front of your friends and see if that's no serious shit.
I know, I think it's smart, but I love it.
Yeah, but if you can fuck a chick in front of your friends and maintain wood and then fuck in front of some of their friends, because that's
I know
what you go eventually.
I know, but I'm just
do.
Thinking like, hey,
I think it's
so
different.
So you pictured me fucking in front of
no,
my
I'm
friends.
No, I'm just thinking
huh?
like I'm gonna call you up one day. Hey, Mind Freak, come on over. Just come over and hang out. And then you come over. I ask Mo to come over. Hey, Ed. And then you guys, okay, guys, I'm going to fuck so-and-so.
I will
fuck
watch,
Jennifer
too.
In front of all you guys.
I will watch. And I'm like, and I will give you pointers like, dog, you came entirely too fast. What the fuck was that?
I could just see you. Pretty much believe I would coach you through the whole thing.
I could just see you going like, to the left a little more left, up,
a lot of guys
harder,
get
harder.
Fucking in front of their own friends. Though.
Exactly, and that's the reason why I feel that people should do it, because you have to. People's like, oh, I could be a porn star. This shit is a job.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's a job. Like when you go to work, it's fun, but what is it?
It's definitely a job.
And the greatest performers are doing what? They're performing. They're not just fucking. We make it look easy, but that shit's hard.
Yep.
Literally and figuratively.
Definitely an art to it.
Yeah.
I think it's harder for the guys than it is the girls. Correct.
You know, that depends. Okay. That depends, because if a girl is doing multiple guys, you know what I mean? It's hard for her to try to know where the camera is and to interact with all those guys. Like, I'm picturing Jennifer White with five guys, and she has to make sure that you have to keep all those guys hard. And you get some girls, this is the professional versus the fucking bullshit we got to deal with today. Most girls were like, all right, and action. They go and they do all the guys. Then we say cut, and then they just stop. And it's like, wait a minute. These guys are – why is that guy sitting over there stroking his own dick? Yeah. Like, give him a
that
hand.
That is unacceptable.
Give him a mouth, or give him a hole to keep his dick hard.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So if you are a good girl, I think the pressure is about even.
Okay.
Because if I was in a room with five other guys and – I don't really like these motherfuckers at all. And there's a hot-ass Jennifer White right there. I might struggle and be like, man, these fucking guys, just give me a minute with the bitch so I can get ready.
So you feel like all these guys say they can do it. Because I actually get emails through...
Who doesn't get emails?
Through Porn
you
Star
get
Life.
Dick pics
no,
too?
No, thank God. But we get emails through Porn Star Life Coach a lot.
Oh, dude, I want to be a porn star.
Right. And I'm always like... Good luck. I don't even know what to tell them. But now you said that makes sense.
If I can give people advice, get in the gym, get fucking cardio, study your favorite porn star, watch a lot of porn, and ask questions. You know, a lot of people, they think just because they got a big dick and they fucking a neighborhood hoe that fucks everybody and the neighborhood hoe tells them that he's great. And you know what I mean? That he should be a porn star because he got a big dick. Just because you got a big dick don't mean that you can
big
be a porn star.
From
you know what I'm saying? Like, tell him. Does a big dick make you a porn star? What makes
no,
a guy?
Not at
what
all.
Makes a guy great? Let's hear from you. What advice would you give a guy that
wants to get
be in the business. Yeah.
What is your tip?
My just tip is, well, I've actually been asked that question quite a few times, and I usually tell the guys to get an agent. And surprisingly enough, I actually do a lot of guys' first scenes. Like,
oh, so you will give a guy a chance to fuck you?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Hey, Avery.
So we're booking this tomorrow.
I can't sit in.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm busy. Like I said, I do a lot of guys' first scenes. It's important to try them out before they do it on film. But
so you don't mind giving a guy
film it for the first time anyway. But, yeah.
You don't mind giving a guy a chance then?
Not at all.
Cause you know some girls wouldn't fuck a new guy. They're like, oh, you don't know what you're gonna do, and you're gonna come inside of me and da 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 da. So you don't care.
Not at all.
What a bitch. She's a slut for you right there.
She's a giver.
That is a whole professional.
Yeah, suck and swallow.
She's so.
It ain't hollow.
She's caring. Sharing is caring.
Hey, not if you got to share certain things. But anyway, yes. That's a different conversation. So for all you guys out there that are looking to get into business, I tell you, watch porn, fuck in front of your friends, see if you're comfortable with it. Because, you know, speaking of which, the Sex Factor actually had guys, fans, come out to try to be a porn star. And I have insider information where the guys were just...
failed.
Blah. And so many people just, I can't do it. It's not for me.
Yeah.
You know, just know it's not about the pussy.
Do you think cock size matters?
No.
Not at all.
Not for a performer.
No, because I've filmed all, and to be honest, I'm not.
Because you've worked with every male in the business.
Right. No, I haven't fucked anybody, man. Don't say that shit.
Directed.
Thanks, man. People think that I'm gay. It's the freaky crew, not freaky like that.
That freaky
crew. Like, you've worked with every guy. You just made me into a slut.
The freaky crew.
I just was like, hey, y'all. People, freaky crew has dropped their numbers. Because the fucking guy that started it is a real freak. And nobody knew about it. He done fucked all the people in the business. So Richard Avery said it.
You worked with, like, everybody. And so you don't think...
Well, the smallest dick I've ever worked with has been a male porn star. So...
Right. Wow. It doesn't matter. Like, okay. That's
because I think some guys are intimidated to get into the porn industry because they feel like they have a small dick and they're like what do I do?
Look, man, as a grown man, I'm 33 years old and my dick is average. And people say, well, you should be a porn star. I'm like, I don't have the porn star dick, but there's some dicks out there where I can say, yeah, that dude's dick is the same shape as mine. His go to the left, mine goes up. Like, so I know that I have what I need to get it, but I'm a fucking lover, man. I just can't fuck anything because also what you guys have to keep in mind, you don't get the cream of the crop when you come out. You gotta fuck some ratchet bitches, man. Like,
yeah, a lot of guys don't realize that either.
Everybody's gotta pay their dues.
Yeah, they look at these girls and I look better than some of the girls you're gonna fuck.
So they come out thinking they're going to fuck like Asa Akira on their first scene.
It's like, dog. Yep. And then you'll look at some girls that's fucking beautiful, but when you see her with the makeup, when your dick get hard, you'll be like, oh, this bitch is really Skeletor right here. It's like, bitch, where's your mask? So all the guys that want to get in business, man, please, just know that it's a job. You probably got to fuck a hole in the wall. And, dog, I tell you, it's not as easy. So, anyway, the girls.
I was just going to say the girls.
The girls. Let's talk about the girls. Now, I can't really talk about the girls.
Yeah, you can.
No, Jennifer can.
Girls do ask you, you know.
Yeah, it's kind of, it makes me feel uncomfortable when a chick asks me.
Yeah.
And it seems kind of perverted because I'm like, when they say, do you think that I have what it takes to be in a business? And I'll be honest, I don't know you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just because you flash a nipple here and there. And this one chick, I said, look, I don't want to be a perv, but I got to see your body to know. So she DM'd me some pictures and I'm like, yeah, you got a rack. You got a nice ass. You got a little bit of a belly. You know what I mean? So if you tone up, you should be all right. You know what I mean? And then I want to just tell people, because I'm brutally honest, like, baby girl, go get some white strips for your teeth. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know you be fucking drinking coffee like a motherfucker, and you smile, and it's like the box of Milk Duds. Like, come on, baby girl. Oh, you fucking drinking coffee and smoking cigarettes, but your fucking teeth look like a Post-it. Like, come on now. No, I'm just being honest. And I, of course, I don't tell them that, but that's what I'm thinking. Yeah. I don't want to be mean, but you know, it's like.
It's just some advice to your listeners. My tip, I always tell everyone, everybody asks.
Hold on, what tip?
The big tip. Big tip is when people, girls ask me all the time, they want to get into the business. I honestly, this is what I tell them. Go to pornstarlifecoach.com, which I created. And,
are you fucking plugging your shit?
I am, because that's a great resource. It's a great resource for everybody. And it's I've had articles written by all sorts of great people, all sorts of smart people.
I never fucking written one.
Well, you're more than welcome to.
Nah, man.
But the podcast shows are hosted by your friend Nikki Hunter. And
I love Nikki Hunter.
And great advice. She's awesome. Yeah. And, you know, so there's a lot. That's what I tell girls. Like, go read. Go learn. Go fill yourself with information.
And that's what girls don't understand. Yeah. I say,
knowledge is power.
Right. I say, yes. When you got into business, how did you get into business? And what was your mind frame for the girls that are listening? Like, the four. The four bitches that tuning in to the show.
How I got in the business was
your mic falling.
My mic falling. Limp here.
Put this dick in your face.
Yeah, like act like it's a cock.
Right.
What you wish for.
So, anyways, got in the business by I was actually on Craigslist for.
Damn.
Looking for a couch like or something.
Fucking then, bottom feeder.
Then I came across an ad for an agency looking for girls. It was Metro Talent at the time. And then went in for a little interview, and it was all downhill from
what
there.
What type of, all downhill, goddamn. What type of advice did you seek when you first started, though? Because I'm sure that you needed some tips.
Right.
Who did you go to? Or did you just like read online or did you talk to anybody?
Yeah, I found an ad on Craigslist for
another ad on Craigslist for up and coming. Oh, okay.
Same I was like,
God damn.
Yeah, so I went in for an interview for Metro Talent, that's who it was. And they actually scared the shit out of me about porn because
bitch, you gonna get raped. Bitch, you ain't gonna get enough money. Bitch, they gonna fuck your holes up. Bitch, this.
Well, yeah, just basically like they're all like degrading and just. She didn't even want me to do like boy girl. She was like, just do girl and all that.
They're like, so I could just see them like,
she want to eat your pussy.
Here's what it is. It's horrible. You're not gonna make any money. You're gonna get raped. You're gonna get fucked. And she's just sitting there going, okay.
But you gotta fuck me first.
Exactly. And I could just see her like, going, okay, shaking her head. Yes. Yeah. Okay. I can handle that. Let's go.
Yeah.
When do I start?
She kind of scared me when it comes to that. And
I don't think she scared you because you're here right now.
Well, she was wrong.
She was very wrong, of course. She probably wanted to keep you for herself in a closet.
Probably.
Ooh, yeah, that'd be sexy.
She was a performer, but she only did girl. So.
Oh, punk bitch. Yeah. That's wild.
A little biased.
You punk ass bitch. Yeah. I wonder where she is today. No comment. That's probably one of them posted teeth. Motherfuckers I was talking about. So for I got a little bit of advice for girls. Be careful with what agent that you go through. Don't do it the Jennifer White way. If you go off of Craigslist, just believe you're gonna get Craigslist. Sexyjobs.com has a lot of apps on there and a lot of ads where the main agencies have. But if you have a guy that or a girl that wants to represent you and their talent has some backyard boogie on it. You know, the type of bitches that got tattoos with covering bullet hole wounds and it looks like your auntie that happens to be your cousin on the same side as you. That's not the agent that you want. You want to go to and find a professional agent where their website is put together. Appearance means everything.
I also think that it's important. I tell girls all the time, they go meet one agent and then they sign with them. I go, like, why don't you go meet with all 10 of them?
Right.
At least, like, before you make the decision.
Right.
And go.
Don't stop at one.
Yeah, don't. And they all seem
when
like,
you suck my dick, suck another dick and then just tell me if my dick was good enough to suck.
Right.
But and you ain't going to be able to tell me that my dick but is the one like that you like to suck.
You should go see everybody. That's my rule to everybody always, do your homework.
Right.
Yeah. No. Exactly. And talk after to people. That, I was with Lisa Ann's talent agency. So.
Oh shit! Good old Lisa Ann.
And where are you at now? Where are you at now?
Right now I'm with LAX Models.
Okay. LAX Models. That's ran by Scott. I fuck with Scott. Who's the chick again? That's over there.
The owners or
just yeah, this the agents? Is it Sophia?
Yeah, Sophia Santi. She's part okay, owner. Yeah,
nah, she's cool as fuck. She's cool as fuck. I fuck with her.
Madison Ivy just is a partner now too.
Really?
Yeah.
The Madison Ivy?
No, yeah.
I've been wanting to shoot her for a long time.
Hey, there go your connect right there. Anymore, no, pictures.
Pictures.
Yeah, pictures she does.
I'll make her a star if she does what I say.
Yeah.
You're talking about like the cutout shit that you be giving bitches? The gold star that you be putting on bitches' chests as they walk out of this motherfucker limp?
So yeah,
beware of fucking Richard Avery too. He's on Craigslist.
Shit. I don't even know how to spell Craigslist, so I'm a little screwed on that.
Like, that's bullshit.
Now, Don Phonics really.
So I got a question for the talent here. Then, so what?
Yes, sir.
What is the good, the bad, and ugly of being a porn star?
Let's see.
The big ass dicks that these motherfuckers. No.
The good. No, seriously, like what? Now that you've been at it a while, what advice do you like? What's the good? Like, would you tell a girl? Like,
well, how do you prepare for it, and how do you go forward with like increasing your brand, stuff like that? Like, coming from a woman's perspective,
right? Well, I mean, it's taken me quite a few years to kind of get it down, but and also, what works for me may not work for another girl,
right?
So. The best advice that I give these girls is don't do shit on film that you wouldn't do in your personal life.
I think that's key.
Because
when you force something, it ain't going to look good.
It doesn't look good. Like, you know, the directors aren't going to get the scene that they want. They can tell it's fake.
That we paying your punk ass for.
Yeah, you know, you can tell you're not into it. Like, if you're doing a girl, and you're not into girls...
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Nobody's going to judge you.
Yeah, no one's going to judge you for it. Just, you know... It just don't look good.
Do what makes you happy.
I have a lot of go-sees, and, you know, I'm going to start filming some of the go-sees because it's fucking classic. If you come into my office, or you go into another office, and you say, oh, I'm here for the money, I will not shoot you. I will not shoot you because that's not the right attitude. I want you to be here because you want to be here. I also tell girls, do not do anything that you don't want to do. Like, please understand that there's people out there. Don't ever do that with that mic again, dog. That was very homophobic and it turned me off. Made my dick real soft, man. I have people that come in and I tell them, like, don't force anything. If a person makes you feel bad because you won't fuck a certain talent or do a certain type of scene, that's not the director that you want to work for. You want to shoot for people that you trust, that's going to invest in their time to make you look good, because mostly it's about the girls. This is not the gay side of the business. I'm on the you know, the boy-girl side. So we cater to the women. So if you got people that just go in, do your job, and they making you feel bad and they talking shit, walk the fuck up out of there. Fuck that paycheck.
Have you ever met a girl where you just told, like, just meeting her, talking to her, you know, whatever, and you just told her, like, you know, you shouldn't be doing this. Like, have you ever told somebody?
Yeah. This one girl was fucking hilarious. She come in, and I said, a year from now, just a year, and a year goes like this. You hear it? Let's do this one more time. A year goes by. I said, a year. What do you see yourself doing? She goes, baking.
Baking?
I looked, baking. Not in the sun, getting a fucking tan. Right. Not smoking weed, not getting high.
Cookies. Like baking
cookies and muffins. And I said, baby girl, I said, this industry isn't for you. That's what you want to do. Go to school for that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, go do something. Don't waste your time.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, and she came in, she just said it like it was cookies. I'm like, oh my Lord.
Like, didn't even think about it? Just like,
and she's not around anymore. So that's And I tell these old dumbass agents, don't bring me anybody that interview these girls. Because some of these agents, they look at me, and if I interview the girl, they find something new. You're not doing your job. You suck as a fucking agent. You shouldn't bring a girl to come and see a fucking director and you don't know about her.
Right.
That's not the type of agent that you want. Like, that's why I like the Spieglers. I like the Derricks. I like the Sandras. I like the Scotts. You know what I mean? I mean, they take pride in what they do, and they care about the girls' brands. Yep. If you just a fucking smuck agent and you coming around and you take the shine from your girl because you're telling the girls how dope you were, and it's like, come on, man, it's not about you. It's about this girl. Like, you got the whole thing of go-sees wrong. Like, it's about your talent. You're supposed to give these girls tips. that we give over here. Not the whole thing, but tips. But a lot of girls don't understand, girls and guys, it's fucking work. It's fucking work. So, yeah,
you
gotta
treat it like a business.
Right.
Yes, it is.
All business.
Right. Mm-hmm. With that being said, we're gonna get the fuck up out this motherfucker. I appreciate you guys once again for joining your hosts, Mind Freaking This Bitch. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram, and I need you to find Jennifer at.
Find me on Twitter at xjenniferwhitex, and my website will be up in about 2 weeks, and that will be xjenniferwhitex.com.
Hey, Avery, where can they find your ass?
Next to you.
Ain't that a bitch? There you go with that shit again. At first you was doing that shit with the mic, and then you accused me of fucking everybody.
Wait, ask me that question again.
Where can they find your ass?
On the toilet.
On the fucking toilet. Once again, you guys are going to know what the fuck is up with this toilet. Hey, thank y'all for tuning in. Thanks for listening to the Freaky Crew Podcast. And we see your motherfucking ass again next week in this bitch in your mouth.
Peace.